Hello, my friends. I'm going to go over last night's vote in Canada's parliament to condemn Israel. The four parties of the left, the Liberals, the NDP, the Bloc, and the Greens, each trying to outdo the other for who can hate Israel more. So many of them dressed up in costumes. They were wearing the Palestinian keffiyeh. It was really like a student's council. I'll show you some excerpts of some speeches, and I'll take you through some of the text. But first, let me invite you to become a subscriber to Rebel News Plus. That's a video version of this podcast. Just go to rebelnewsplus.com, click subscribe, and Bob's your uncle. You get the show every day, video style, and you get the satisfaction of knowing you're helping keep Rebel News strong. All right, here's today's podcast. Tonight, the left-wing parties each outdo the other for who can be the most pro-Hamas party in Canada's parliament. What a disgrace. It's March 19th, and this is the Ezra Levant Show.
Shame on you, you censorious thug.
Last night was a motion brought by the NDP. Jagmeet Singh was so proud of it. It was a pro-Hamas motion, and it passed. In a way, it didn't matter. No one takes Canada's foreign policy seriously under Justin Trudeau. They're certainly not going to take some non-binding statement of parliament seriously. We used to punch above our weight, but we don't lately. We're not peacekeepers anymore. Remember when Canada did that? We're not even honest brokers anymore. Remember when Canada said that's what we were? We're just good for press releases, really. I mean, look at Justin Trudeau and Ukraine. He talks a good game about supporting them, but other than speeches and taking his photo, I don't know how many of those weapon systems have actually been delivered. I think we've sent precisely one tank, and I don't know if it's been used yet. But the one thing Justin Trudeau can still do, along with his NDP parliamentary coalition, is sell the furniture to destroy the moral capital that Canada has built up over the centuries, seriously, centuries. Canada has a reputation amongst ourselves and amongst the world for being certain things, for standing certain things, for fighting with the West, the Boer War, World War I, World War II, Korea, peacekeeping, Afghanistan. So what Trudeau can still do, he can't build anything himself. He can't have any influence himself. But what he can do is auction off our heritage for domestic votes. And, of course, to get that thank you video from Hamas. Remember that?
The statement by Canada, Australia, and New Zealand backing sustainable ceasefire in Gaza. We welcome these developments and consider them in the right direction toward isolation the fascist Israeli government globally and ending the longer ever occupation in our modern time. Finally, we call all countries and the free people of the world to keep the momentum going to support, aid, and show solidarity with the Palestinian people by all possible and available means.
So yesterday's motion that the NDP put forward really did two things. Politically, it didn't do anything to change the war on the ground in Gaza, but it rewarded Hamas diplomatically and politically for their attacks on Israel on October 7th, and it rewarded local hate marchers for their attacks on our community. Here's a tweet that Jagmeet Singh put out. He said, "Breaking. The vote is in, and we have forced the Liberals to stop selling arms to the Israeli government, support the International Criminal Court and International Court of Justice, place sanctions on extremist settlers, and much more. Every single Conservative MP and some Liberals tried to block it. They failed." Well, actually, in a way, all of those things were existing Liberal Party policy, weren't they? In fact, Canada had already cut off what little arms sales we have to Israel. Canada has already stood with the fake international court. There's no such thing as an international court with any meaning, but Canada obviously supports it. Everything there was actually Liberal Party policy, but Jagmeet Singh, as he always does, you know, takes credit for what Justin Trudeau did. As you can see, the community notes, that's the public fact checkers on Twitter where ordinary people can fact check. They are already pointed out that none of this is actually binding. Jagmeet Singh pretending to have a win as it is. I think that the reason this passed in Parliament is pretty obvious. As you may know, Canada now has record immigration levels. Candace Malcolm of True North calculated that last year alone, Justin Trudeau brought in 2.2 million migrants. And you might be saying, what? I thought it was just 1 million. I thought it was just 500,000. No, when you add up all the foreign students and the foreign workers and the migrants and the refugees, it's 2.2 million. And a great proportion of those are Muslim voters. Now, obviously, not all Muslim Canadians are pro-Hamas, obviously, but they probably tilt the pro-Hamas vote, probably does tilt a dozen or more ridings that way. And Justin Trudeau is in a vote panic right now. He sees the polls. I think between those ridings where there are Muslim extremist populations that can tilt an election, plus the woke institutions in our country, universities mainly, plus the street thugs who have been shouting anti-Semitic slurs at any Jew they can, I think that's why this passed in Parliament. All those parties of the left are vying for that new vote that's up for grabs. By the way, never believe the anti-hate industry ever again, the human rights industry, the anti-bullying people. Don't believe them. They don't mean it. They never meant it. They're actually the haters. Now, the resolution itself, like I say, is non-binding, but it sells our reputation. And I'd like to go through it a little bit. I'll show you what was in the bill. Now, there were a lot of shenanigans. Some of the Liberals thought it went too far. But there were amendments, and the last-minute amendment managed to make it, I don't know, 10% less crazy, and so the Liberals got behind it. But really, the whole thing felt like a student's council election, including the costume party, by the way. You had all these MPs wearing the Palestinian keffiyeh, that scarf, as if they were, I don't know, costume parties or something. Here's a New Democrat member of parliament from Edmonton. I know Edmonton pretty well. I lived there for years. I'm from Alberta originally. She says her job is to represent Gaza. Take a listen.
And I'm going to be coming back every single day into this House of Commons and demanding the rights for Palestinian people.
That was Heather McPherson. And here's Matthew Green of the NDP. This is quite something. He basically says, Hamas, they're not that bad. The Jews are worse. Take a look at him.
Mr. Speaker, there's been lots of conversations in the House around trying to find balance. And in fact, the Conservatives' position has somehow tried to make this whole thing, all of the atrocities, all of the murders, all the deaths, as though it's solely Hamas's fault. So in asking for balance, not once have they acknowledged that the Hamas doesn't own F-16 fighter jets. Hamas doesn't own 2,000-pound bombs that have been dropped on civilian populations. Hamas didn't force people from the north to the south and then threaten to invade Rafah. Hamas didn't bomb schools and hospitals. So I would ask through you, Mr. Speaker, to the honorable member, in finding balance, in seeking balance from some of the ridiculous assertions from the Conservative caucus, could the honorable member please reflect on what the imbalance of power and the asymmetry of power and military might looks like in that region, and what the legacies of settler colonialism looks like here in this country?
Yeah, you know, looking at these folks just absolutely debase themselves and Canada as well, maybe a standing ovation for Yaroslav Hanka, the SS Nazi officer, wasn't an accident after all. And I'd like to compare the text that the NDP put forward with the one that the Liberals finally had an amendment that made almost all of them support it. I'm going to put on the screen the marked up version, which is in black, You can see it's sort of like that track changes mode on Word Perk, on a Word document, if you ever use that. So you can see the black text is what the NDP proposed, and the strike through and the red text is what the Liberals put in there in order to support it. I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to show you what was in here. Again, a lot of this was actually Liberal Party policy. That's how far we've fallen. But I want to show you how crazy the NDP were. So I'm just going to start reading. The situation in the Middle East is devastating to many Canadians, particularly those with friends and family members in the region. All right, it's nothing objectionable there, really. The death toll in Gaza has surpassed 30,000, with 70% of the victims being women and children. Well, I'm going to stop you right there. Says who? Says Hamas. Hamas is the source of those statistics. And Hamas does not say that any terrorists are amongst them. Hamas makes up the figures, not corroborated. Obviously, there are some civilian casualties there, and we shouldn't take it lightly. But to quote Hamas numbers authoritatively shows that this is not a serious document. The next line was too radical for the Liberals who struck it out. The Hamas terrorist attacks on October 7th killed nearly 1,200 people, and over 100 hostages remain in Hamas captivity. And you can see the Liberals added a few words to it. They said Hamas is a listed terrorist organization in Canada. So the NDP wasn't even willing to say that they were a terrorist organization. They had to have their arm twisted to say so. They say millions of residents of Gaza are displaced and are at risk of starvation, death, and disease. And Gaza is currently the most dangerous place in the world to be a child. Again, I wouldn't want to be in Gaza. It's a war zone. I'm not sure if it's accurate what they're saying. I think that there are wars all around this country. This is the only one that has the attention of the left. If you scroll down a little bit, you can see that the Liberals added a paragraph that the NDP didn't want. All states, including Israel, have a right to defend themselves. And in defending itself, Israel must respect international humanitarian law. And the price of defeating Hamas cannot be the continuous suffering of all Palestinian civilians. So what it gives in the first sentence, all states have a right to defend themselves, it immediately takes away, implying that Israel is not prosecuting its war in a humanitarian way, and implying that actually Israel is not allowed to finish off Hamas if it means that civilians have to suffer. That's an interesting maxim that has never been employed in war ever before in history. The war in Iraq easily killed a million civilians. Of course, the war that the Allies fought against the Nazis and the Japanese had tens of millions of civilian casualties on both sides, and the Allies dropped nuclear bombs not on military installations, but on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The firebombing of Dresden and Tokyo were not military bases, but the cities themselves. And I'm not making light of that. I'm just saying never before in war has the idea of the other side having human shields said, well, you can't press on the war. You cannot take Berlin because you might kill some civilians. This has just never been a rule of war ever in history. A little bit further down, you can see what the Liberals crossed out from the NDP. The forcible transfer and violent attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank have significantly increased in recent months. Really? Says who? Here's what the Liberals put in. The increase in extremist settler violence against Palestinians and reports of Palestinian communities being forcibly removed from their lands in the West Bank. So you have a report somewhere. Forcibly removed from their land. Actually, the only folks who were forcibly removed from their land, by the way, 19 years ago, every Jew in Gaza was forced out. The Israeli government said, all right, we're going to give Gaza back to the Palestinians. We're going to take every single Jew out of there, even the ones who had been living there for years. I'm not going to spend too much more time going through it. Like I say, what the final text was is, however anti-Israel it is, was really no different from what Justin Trudeau and Melanie Jolie have been saying for months now. For example, you can see that this is what they struck out, suspend all trade in military goods and technology with Israel and increase efforts to stop the illegal trade of arms, including to Hamas. So it's nice of you to add that, including to Hamas. Here's what the Liberals put in. Cease the further authorization and transfer of arms exports to Israel to ensure compliance with Canada's arms export regime and increase efforts to stop the illegal trade of arms, including to Hamas. So both of them say, well, we should starve the democracy of the tools to wage its war, which again is what Trudeau has said and done. I'll just read one more line. The NDP had said, immediately reinstate funding and ensure long-term continued funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency and support the independent investigation. Well, independent investigation into what? Here's what the Liberals put in. Ensure continued funding to the UN Relief and Works Agency to meet dire humanitarian need, engage with the United Nations internal investigation and independent review process, and ensure implementation of necessary long-term governance reforms and accountability measures. I think what they're talking about is the fact that 450 UN employees participated in the attack against the terrorist attack against the civilians of Israel on October 7th. 450 UN staff did that. And Justin Trudeau paused funding for, actually, he didn't even pause funding because he prepaid his monthly payments and picked them up again. I'm not going to go on too much further, but you can see that there's not that big a difference between what the Liberals wrote and what the NDP wrote. The Liberals wrote it a little bit more politically. They wrote it a little bit more, I don't know, accurately than the NDP, but they're both as anti-Israel as the other. And what's really shocking is that actually was the Liberal position on every issue. It was just crystallized in this motion by the NDP. When the votes came, it was really quite stunning. Most of the Jewish MPs in the Liberal Party voted for it. Obviously, Justin Trudeau did, but also Jewish cabinet ministers like Karina Gould and the disgraceful Yara Sachs. Just unbelievable. She was the woman, you might recall, who a few days ago posed for a selfie with the terrorist mastermind, Mahmoud Abbas, who financed the terrorist attack that killed Jews at the Munich Olympic in 1972, who has a PhD in anti-Semitism and has a policy today as the head of the Palestinian Authority to pay blood money to any family whose brother or son or father is killed in a terrorist attack against the Jews. Mahmoud Abbas will pay their family a pension to celebrate the murder of Jews. And Yara Sachs and Karina Gould and other Jewish liberals voted for this bill. But of course, if you're going to pose for a photo with a terrorist mastermind, it really is quite incredible. There were, I think, three liberals who declined to vote for this anti-Israel motion. One was the former public safety minister, Marco Mendocino, whose riding is largely Jewish in Toronto. And another was a Jewish MP from Winnipeg. And the third was Anthony Housefather, who claims to be a super Jew and a super Zionist, but has supported everything the liberals have done and said against Israel. Well, yesterday he had a bit of a speech where he opposed this, but he still votes for Trudeau. He still puts his loyalty to Justin Trudeau and the liberals ahead of the loyalty to his own conscience. But it behooves me to show you some of his words, given that he did actually vote against the motion in the end. Take a look at Anthony Housefather.
Well, I appreciate my colleagues in the NDP. This motion, as some other colleagues have said, rewards Hamas. We, for generations in Canada, under successive Liberal and Conservative governments, have said that the way to recognize a Palestinian state, which we all want, living in peace side by side with Israel and in dignity and offering dignity to both peoples, should come when the two states, the two parties, negotiate their borders and the Palestinians elect a government to govern that territory. The West Bank is governed by Fatah, which has been in power without an election for 20 years. Mr. Abbas was elected in 2004. And on the other side, on Gaza, you have a terrorist organization, Hamas, that has not held elections since 2007 and is recognized by Canada as being a terrorist organization. So Hamas launched the deadliest attack on Israel, the deadliest pogrom against Jews since the Holocaust. And we're changing our foreign policy to reward Hamas and say, good for you, terrorists. You attacked a sovereign state, killed lots of people, including babies and women and everyone else, and raped and pillaged and brought people back as hostages who have now been there for almost 5 months. And yeah, let's recognize that state that we've never recognized before. What a great idea for other places in the world where terrorism ferments. And I don't think that this motion goes toward furthering anything toward peace. In fact, it's doing the opposite. It's telling our friend and ally that they're being treated in a different way than the terrorist organization, which is benefiting from weapons being shipped to it. I had the opportunity with the member from Calgary, Nose Hill, and the member for Eglinton Lawrence, and the member for Thornhill, and the member for Winnipeg. I wish I could remember the name of the riding. Charles Wood, St. James, Assiniboia, Headingley, to visit Israel. And we saw the wreck of the destruction of Hamas. We visited a kibbutz where we saw buildings burned and people who had been burned to death in their safe rooms. We saw blood splattered all over the place, houses ransacked. We heard from people who had been terrorized. And you have to understand, Mr. Speaker, Israel feels that if they don't destroy the terrorist group Hamas, there will be another pogrom that kills more Israelis tomorrow or the next week or the next month. So I understand how horrible it is to see the situation in Gaza. I understand how the world looks at it with revulsion to see people dying. But we also have to understand that a democratic nation has been on many occasions attacked, war started against it, and now all sides in Israel feel they need to fight back. And so, Mr. Speaker, I stand with Israel, our democratic ally, our friend, and we, when a time of war is when you look at countries and you say, do you stand with our ally or not? Mr. Speaker, Canada should be standing with Israel. Canada should be defending the right of Israel to fight back against a terrorist organization. And we should not be passing motions that make the terrorist organization equivalent to a democratic state. Thank you.
You know, he really, really believes that. He really does. He'll go to the ends of the earth to stand for that, except for leaving the Liberal Party, because, you know, in the riding he's from, it's one of the safest Liberal ridings in the country. It's in Montreal, of course. And he just has not done his political career yet. And if he were to cross Justin Trudeau, he would not be allowed to run as Liberal candidate, and he'll lose his job. There's a man who puts his loyalty to Trudeau and his loyalty to his political career ahead of his loyalty to his conscience. Let me leave you with an extended clip from the conservative point on this debate. Melissa Lansman, who is a Jewish MP from Thornhill and whose riding is largely Jewish, take a listen to some of her comments.
Mr. Speaker, despite the many positions of the Government of Canada, this motion is not about a ceasefire. This motion is about rewarding Hamas for their massacre. This motion is a vote to reward the murder, the rape, the kidnapping of Israelis, and this motion is deeply irresponsible for this parliament. And it's hard to explain and express the complex feelings of shock and fear and anger felt by thousands across the country who are being subjected to this motion today. It would have been enough if they were shocked by the public displays of blatant anti-Semitism in our streets, driven entirely by the irresponsible rhetoric in this House. It would have been enough if they were fearful for what lies ahead in Canada. It would have been enough if they were only angry and betrayed by this government's duplicitous attempt to be all things to all people, like we just heard. But today, the blind sellout to the forces of evil at home and abroad is what should be a wake-up call, like no other, to every freedom-loving Canadian who has built any piece of this country and who enjoys what else, everything that those before us had built for us. This would be a ceasefire motion if it called for Hamas to lay down its arms, to surrender, and for immediately to return every single hostage, bring them home. It is not that. In the face of some of the world's most vile anti-Semitism, and in the wake of the deadliest day for the Jews since the Holocaust, this government and this prime minister, held captive by its NDP overlords, are giving in to terror. And this motion is only the latest example of that. Since October 7th, as Hamas launched an unprovoked and unjustified attack on innocent civilians in Israel, where hundreds of men and women, young and old, were raped, murdered, tortured, and taken hostage, more than 100 of those hostages still being held captive. This motion is not only an abandonment of the ongoing fight to bring those hostages home, it is an abandonment of our ally in Israel. And more than that, it is a blind giveaway to Hamas terrorists and those who seek to undermine democracy, freedom, the rule of law in the Middle East and in the Western world. It is an insult to everyone who lost a family member in the attack, to anyone who witnesses a nation, an ally paralyzed by the forces so barbaric, so evil, that discussing this motion today flies in the face of civilization and the future of a Palestinian people free of Hamas. There is a reason, Mr. Speaker, that Canada has a long-standing policy of not negotiating with terrorists. It's because it rewards barbarism, and worse, it provides an incentive for that barbarism to continue and even escalate. I want members of this chamber to think long and hard about what many concessions in this motion mean for peace. In the short term, they mean that Hamas will remain intact. They mean that no more members of Hamas will be brought to justice. They mean that no more hostages will likely be brought home. In the long run, they mean that Hamas will be rewarded for their decision to attack a democratic nation. It means that our lost decade of foreign policy in this country will be culminated by a recognition of a state ruled by terror, instead of what was a long-established consensus of Canadian foreign policy by Liberal governments before this one, that states that it should be a negotiated solution among parties. And the government of Canada supports parties who want to see a future of two states living side by side in peace and security in a negotiated settlement. It is shocking and it is shameful that elected representatives here in this place would support such a dead giveaway to a group literally defined as terrorists by Canadian law. Imagine a future for the Palestinian people free of Hamas. We don't have to imagine it. We see it in the success of peaceful Gulf states whose raison d'etre is not the annihilation of the other or a perverse nihilism of their own people. But we shouldn't be surprised, however, after 8 years of this prime minister and his Liberal government, our nation has abandoned almost every principle that we used to be known for on the world stage.
So how did things end yesterday? Well, all the parties of the left united to denounce Israel, with just, I think there were just three liberals who refused to go along with it. It's a disgrace, but it felt like a student's council disgrace. It didn't feel serious anymore. If that vote had come from the United Kingdom or from France or Germany or the United States, it would have been terrifying. But coming from Canada and the impotent foreign affairs dilettante Justin Trudeau, who is simply ignored these days, whether it's at a NATO meeting or a G7 meeting, his look at my cool fancy socks jokes no longer work. I think it really has very little effect overseas. It's just a further humiliation domestically. And it makes the choice for the next federal election even clearer. Don't you think? Stay with us. Ahead, we'll show you what we did when we rented a billboard truck to show the truth about that Liberal cabinet minister, Yara Sachs. That's next. Oh, hey there. You know, I mentioned Yara Sachs. She's so gross. She is actually a joint citizen, I think, with Israel and Canada. And she certainly hams that up when she runs for office in York Center, which is a fairly Jewish riding. I actually happen to live in it myself. And for her to sell out the Jewish community, and it's not even to sell out the Jews, it's to sell out her whole community. York Center is not an anti-Semitic district. It's a pretty pro-Semitic district, not just the Jews, but the others who live amongst the Jews. And there's Jewish schools and synagogues, but she sells it out every time. That super gross picture of her with Mahmoud Abbas was just, and holding hands was so, so gross. But just the icing on the cake was her voting with this anti-Israel motion. Anyways, I was so angry about this picture of her with that terrorist leader that we rented a billboard truck and we drove it around York Center for 4 hours. And of course, my friend David Menzies was there. We took it to Jewish schools and Jewish synagogues and just drove it around York Center. This is a sneak preview of a video we'll be putting up later. This is the extended producer's cut version of it. Take a look at David Menzies on the streets with our billboard truck to fire Yara Sachs. Take a look.
David Menzies for Rebel News here in North Toronto. And folks, I am in the riding of York Centre. That's the riding for Yara Sachs. Yara Sachs is, of course, the Minister of Mental Health. Unbelievably, last week she was in Ramallah and she met up with Mahmoud Abbas. He's the leader of the Palestinian Authority. He is a Holocaust denier. He is an October 7th denier. He even has a martyrs fund, which is to say, if you can kill an Israeli Jew, you will get a big payday. If you die in the process, your family gets the benefits. And look, there was Yara Sachs shaking his hands. Unbelievable. The other woman in the photo, as you can see, is Foreign Affairs Minister Malene Jolly. Look, we have a truck. We have it for 4 hours. We're going to drive it around her riding. It's going to cost us about $2,000. If you can you go to firesacks.com, firesacks.com, sign the petition, and kindly chip in. What is the political strategy of, you know, aligning with an anti-Semite, a terrorist, in a riding that has a heavy Jewish population? And folks, don't worry, I know what you're thinking, but I've instructed our driver to lay off the horn, because you may remember a couple years ago when the Freedom Convoy dropped by Ottawa, what was it that Yara Sachs said about horn honking? Well, let's go to the minister herself in one of her most infamous sound bites.
Honk, honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler.
Yeah, so she thinks honk, honk is an acronym for Heil Hitler. First of all, this idiot doesn't even know what an acronym means. It doesn't mean a sonic blast. Just unbelievable. In any event, let's go about her riding and let's talk to constituents and let's see what they have to say about behavior by their MP that is equal parts egregious and outrageous. What was she thinking?
I have no idea. I know what I'm thinking. I'm the daughter of Holocaust survivors, and my heart is broken. I live in this riding, I live in her riding, and it's atrocious.
No matter what or where you are, like, the anti-Semitism needs to stop here in Canada. It's crazy.
What do you think of Yara Sachs, having a nice photo op with a terrorist?
Care.
Okay, thank you. Will you be voting for her in the next election?
No, I never voted for her. No, I will not.
She's a Canadian Israeli Jew. She's shaking hands with him. What is she thinking?
That was shocking to us. Yeah. Like, as an Israeli, I'm overwhelmed with what I see.
I knew from the beginning what her background was. That's why I never voted for her. And I was vocal about it. But I don't know what to say. I have no idea what she's thinking, what she's doing. All I know is that that picture with Mahmoud Abbas is atrocious.
I don't think that a lot of people would vote for that. Mm-hmm. This picture says a lot. Yes. I hope she didn't mean it to. I don't know.
If Yara Sachs was standing right here today, what would you say to her?
I'd say, how would you explain that to my parents? If they were here, how would you explain that?
Folks, another reason why we rented this Jumbotron-equipped truck was to drive it by the constituency office for Yara Sachs. And lo and behold, once we got there, we saw that there was a demonstration outside her office. Let's go check out what these folks have to say.
Resign now! Resign now! Resign now! Resign now! Resign now! Resign now! Resign now!
Yara Sachs, who has siblings who live in Israel.
Yep.
It's the most atrocious thing I can ever imagine. Anybody who has a family that is actually being paid by Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah and their organization to be killed, to then hold hands with this man. He's one of the worst anti-Semites on the planet today.
Being a politician, that's your job. But, you know, in the end, just like the capos in Nazi Germany, they come after everybody. She's not going to have any protection.
She is such a useful idiot. No one gives a shit about her. Trudeau doesn't give a shit about her. But his handlers are smart. They bring a Jewish lady from Thornhill, a Jewish area, to represent, and silly Jews voted for because she's got a Jewish name and she's Israeli.
Yara Sachs is trying to appease the Muslim voting bloc because they know they've lost most of them. So they're trying to appease the Islamists who have been very vocal recently in Canada.
Mahmoud Abbas, Holocaust denier, a person who supported the October 7 terrorist attack, you can consider him as a Nazi sympathizer, a person that Yara Sachs shake hands with him.
What Jew in this riding, or for that matter, anywhere in Canada, looks at her actions of last week and goes, yeah, this is a winning strategy?
None. Self-loathing Jews, those who support the Jewish Voices for Palestine, groups that are on the fringe, they love these types of people. But what Yara Sachs doesn't know is that she's a doormat. She's a doormat to the Liberal Party who needs the token Jew to come to Israel so that they can justify their meeting with Mahmoud Abbas.
We are here, stand united against anti-Semitism and against Yara Sachs' resignation. And our message is simple, Korea. Hong Kong for Yara Sachs resignation.
I go to your CEO. Shame Yara Sachs.
Can I ask why you're here, sir?
Yeah, we're here to facilitate a peaceful protest.
Okay, then. Looks kind of peaceful to me so far.
Yeah.
Okay, quite literally, it looks like there's more police here than demonstrators.
That's your interpretation, Mr. Menzies, but you have a good day, okay?
Oh, okay, I didn't mean to upset you. Okay, then. All right, stay safe, guys. Well, folks, here I am at the Downsview United Church, and will you check it out? As far as the eye can see, police vehicles galore. It's almost every space. I see the marquee is advertising Palm Sunday service for March 24th. I guess they're getting here a good week early to get a prime pew seat. I don't know. Or is this where they've set up a little mini detachment? But again, talk about overkill. You know, we have carjacking, we have gun crime, we have assaults, sexual assaults, homicides. And for Yara Sachs meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, a man who literally has blood on his hands, look at this overreaction of protection. Because she's one of the Justin Trudeau liberals. She is the protected class. You know, it's like a Ford dealership specializing in law enforcement vehicles. Folks, make it 28 vehicles in total. This one is called Court Services. That's the politically correct way of saying paddy wagon here on the day after St. Patrick's Day. That's my cue to get out of Dodge. I don't want to get arrested for asking impolite questions, so I'm kind of triggered by that vehicle. Let's get back to Yara Sachs' office. If Yara Sachs was in her office today and the door was open and we could go in and have a few words with her, what would you say to her?
Resign with your tail between your legs, get out of office, leave, never come back.
In the end, she's Jewish. And I think that that's what I would say is that how can you have a foot on each side of this equation?
I would ask her, why would she support the Hamas's policy of massacring civilians and taking hostages by trying to reward them?
No taxpayers' dollars for Hamas terrorists.
Is she being pressured by Justin Trudeau to do this? Because Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly, she was there too.
Correct.
What do you think is going on behind the scenes?
I think the knife cuts deeper because she's Jewish. I think that is the most traitorous thing you can do. It's one thing to stand for the rights of Palestinians. It's one thing to say that, you know, there are people who are dying that shouldn't. All of us feel this way. I know they like to pretend that we don't, like we're happy about war. That's their mentality. That's not our mentality. Being pro-Israel does not mean being anti-Palestinian. Her mentality, I don't think she has a mentality. I don't think she's able to think, to be honest with you, because if she had a semblance or even a scintilla of capacity to be able to actually understand the damage she'd be doing by posing with this disgusting terrorist, she would have said, maybe my job isn't as important as throwing my entire community under the bus.
I fight against anti-Semitism in my country, Iran. Still, we need to fight against anti-Semitism in Canada. And we know that. We learn our lesson from history. They go after Jew first, then they come after each of us.
They don't need any cops here. Yeah. They don't need a single cop. Save the millions of dollars that it costs us. But when the other side shows up, bring the cops, because we both know how violent they can be.
Are you the police back. Wants you to go over there.
The police
would like you to go over there.
He can't stop me. F*** you.
We don't want to stop you.
You're a criminal.
We want you to show your true face.
To Gaza.
You're committing genocide.
We want you to show
go to Gaza if you like it.
Israel's committing a genocide. You people are supporting ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing, women, children, babies. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Make me sick. Free, free Palestine. Here's another figure for you. Israel has killed more journalists in the Gaza Strip than every single war combined since the end of the Second World War. Where do you guys get your figures from?
Not Hamas.
Well, you're obviously not getting it on the ground either.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Those heads are accounted for of every single journalist who has been killed in the Gaza Strip in 5 months. 5 months. They have killed more journalists than the entire amount of wars that we've had since the Second World War in 80 years.
I find that very hard to believe.
You do find that hard to believe. Well, I'd expect nothing less from a Zionist pig like you.
So, folks, in case you thought I was exaggerating when I said a law enforcement overreach for a small peaceful protest, I'm at Downsview Secondary School, and check it out. The Toronto Police Mounted Unit is here. It's just maybe 2 minutes away from Yarosak's office. That's why they're here. So, quite literally, all the King's horses and all the King's men are out here to protect this self-hating Jew that is going to the Middle East to cozy up to terrorists. It's either that or there is an illegal rib joint opening up. But when it comes to this outrageous waste of taxpayer dollars, well, to quote Mr. Horse from Ren and Stimpy, no, sir, don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Well, folks, the demonstration outside the constituency office of Yara Sachs, it continues. As reported, the police presence, it's ridiculous, but that's what the kind of protection they give to the protected class. For you and I, well, the Toronto police wanted to make it easier for the thieves. Leave your key fob at the door, maybe $50 so they can fill up their tank when they steal your car.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door.
But look at this sign here, folks. Hate has no home here. Signed the Honorable Yara Sachs, MP York Centre. But this woman went to Ramallah to meet an Uber hater, somebody who despises Jews, somebody who pays assassins to kill Jews, a pay-for-slave scheme. And you want to know what else? Yara Sachs hates the Jewish constituents of her riding. She has hate in her heart. And I'll go one step further. Yara Sachs is the dictionary textbook definition of a self-hating Jew. For anyone to meet with a terrorist who supports the eradication of Israel and killing Israelis, and you are a Canadian Israeli Jew? For Rebel News, I'm David the Benzoid Menzies.
Well, that's our show for the day. Until tomorrow, on behalf of all of us here at Rebel World Headquarters, to you at home, good night, and keep fighting for freedom.